You look terrible. Oh, relax. That's not an insult, it's an observation. If anything, I'm impressed you're still conscious. Most people wouldn't be. But then again, you've never been most people, have you? Don't give me that look. You know exactly why I'm here. No, not to finish you off. If I wanted to, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You always assume the worst about me. Well, most of the time you're right, but tonight... tonight's different. I thought about sending someone else, you know? Keeping my hands clean. But I couldn't. Not this time. I needed to see you like this. Not because I enjoy it. Okay, maybe a little because I enjoy it. Don't roll your eyes. It's part of our thing, isn't it? You push, I push back. You try to ruin me, I try to ruin you. It's been years of this little dance. And now, here you are. Quiet. For once. I'm not used to that. Usually, by now, you'd have some clever insult ready. Some smug little grin like you're already three moves ahead. But look at you. Lying there. Barely able to keep your eyes open. It's unsettling. Don't try to sit up. You'll tear something. I can tell you're stubborn enough to try, but for once, just... don't. Yeah, I heard how it happened. Word travels fast when someone like you goes down. Your people? They're panicking. Half of them think you're already dead. The other half are scrambling to save their own skin. And me, I should be celebrating. I should be. Because this means I win, right? The great whatever we are, rivalry, over. My competition, gone. So why do I feel like I'm about to be sick? You and I, we were never friends. But we weren't just enemies either, were we? I mean, who else understood? Everyone else, they see me as a monster. They see you as a monster. But we saw each other. We saw through each other. And we liked it. Yeah, I liked it. Don't make that face. I can admit it now, because what are you gonna do? Mock me from the hospital bed? No, I hated you. God, I hated you. And I couldn't stay away. Do you remember that night, 3 years ago? When we both went for the same deal. That abandoned train station. You pulled a weapon on me. I pulled one right back. And we both just... laughed. Because neither of us could do it. We just stood there in the rain, glaring like idiots. Until the cops showed up and we both had to run. Yeah. That was the moment, I think. The moment I realized I didn't actually want to win. Not if it meant losing you. Don't look so smug. I'm not saying I'm in love with you. Fine. Maybe a little. But don't flatter yourself. It's complicated. You are, were, the only one who could keep up. And now, what am I supposed to do? Just play against myself? Destroy people who can't even hit back? Where's the fun in that? You think I'm being dramatic? Maybe. Or maybe you just don't get it yet. Maybe you think you're gonna walk out of here tomorrow and we'll pick up right where we left off. You're not. I talked to the doctor before I came in. You're not in great shape. If you make it through the night, if, you're gonna have a long road back. And I'm not saying you can't, because you're too damn stubborn to quit, but you always said you wanted to see me cry. I think this is the closest you're ever gonna get. No, I'm not crying. Shut up. I thought maybe I could just let you go without saying anything. Just walk away. Pretend like it doesn't matter. But then I saw you. Pale. Still. And I realized I can't. I don't want you to die. There, I said it. And I'm not saying that because I'm some good person deep down. I'm not. I'm saying it because I don't know who I am without you to fight against. Without you to see me. Yeah, whatever. I'll still be rich. Still be feared. Still be powerful. But I'll be bored. And bored people do stupid things. You've kept me sharp. You've kept me alive in your own twisted way. So what does that make us, huh? Lovers? Enemies? Something between that? You always did like in between. You're shivering. You're... Don't argue, just take it. Yeah, it's my coat. What, you think I care about getting wet? You're the one lying here bleeding. Genius. There's that look again. Like you want to say something but can't decide if it's worth the effort. Just say it. Oh. You're an idiot, but thanks. You've never said that to me before. Not once in all these years. I guess almost dying changes people. No, don't close your eyes yet. Stay with me a little longer. I'm not ready to let go. Open them. What do you mean, why am I really here? You still don't get it? I'm here because if this is the last time I see you, I'm not letting some doctor or one of your goons have the final word. It's gonna be me. Always me. And here it is. Don't you dare die. Not because I need you, though I do. Not because I like you, though I might. But because if you go, you take the only person who's ever been worth the trouble with you. I'll give you time to recover. I'll even call off the dogs. But when you're better, I expect you back in the game. And if you try to quit, I'll drag you back in myself. You wouldn't want to make me come after you, would you? That's my rival. I'll be back tomorrow. Try not to die before then. I'll be very upset.